Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Radio Voodoo Oromo Bionico.
Sempre più dinamico, tu ti senti perfetto, col cervello di un robot, e ti teletrasporti nello spazio temporale.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Radio Voodoo, or as you'd say in English, Radio Voodoo, which is why I call them Radio Voodoo. That's much better. They are an Italian band, Tony. Milanese Punkinarola.
Oh, nice.
How about that? And a track called Uomo Bionico, which means, of course...
I am bionic.
Oh, I thought it was Bionic Homo. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's Bionic Man or I Am Bionic, isn't it? Bionic Man, probably, is it?
Cool, couldn't it?
It doesn't matter, does it? Oh, Italian's not all that.
Nah.
Thank you very much to Radio Voodoo, by the way, for sending me a CD, old school, through the post.
Oh, blimey.
I haven't had one of those in a long time. And they seem to... I have told everyone I've moved, but... I obviously didn't tell them. So it did go via my redirected post, which is why it's a little bit later than it should be. And the track you heard is from the album Zagor Charlotte e Ultra Adventure, which right. I think means Zagor Charlotte and Other Adventures.
Right, nice.
you think, wouldn't it? Zagro Shanti Ultra Aventurine. It's probably Aventurine. Adventure, totally.
Adventure, yeah.
What
yeah.
is Radio Voodoo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Radio Voodoo.
No, Facebook.com/Radio Voodoo.Milano. So, and Voodoo is V-U-D-U, and Milano is obviously M-I-L-A-N-O. You can find them fairly easily on Facebook. Not in a lot of other places, though. Look, just a fantastic band. And every time they bring something out, I think that's the third CD they've posted me.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic band. There's also, there is, online, I noticed there is a YouTube video of one of their tracks called... something like Masturbazione Mentale. And I thought, oh my goodness.
Nice.
Mental masturbation. I'm not sure whether that means you think about it or you just sort of do it with the wrong end.
Ah.
So, anyway, Paulie B in at 1, Tony nil. We have no additional material again. Sorry about that, Tony. I'm just basically nobody emails me anymore. But I did think we'd have a quick chat about something that I saw on Sunday, which I don't know whether you are familiar with, but it's called the Super Bowl.
All right, yes, I've heard
of
that.
Did you watch it?
Nope.
No, I did. Do you know what? My normal opinion of the Super Bowl is one of two things. That it is A, rugby for girls,
mm-hmm.
or B, what would happen to rugby if you lent it to Elton John and then handed it to health and safety. Right?
Yeah.
Right, but... the Denver Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers. My friend, I really enjoyed it. And you know why? Because it was a bit more like a rugby match.
Okay.
Because it was all about defense. It was all about tackling and getting in there and getting stuck in and all that. And I was rooting for the Broncos by the end.
Okay.
Yes, I was. So my apologies in advance to the band we're playing last this week.
Right.
We'll explain later. I was hoping we might have been able to have a bit more of a chat about it, but you didn't see it. Shame, because... now, here's something you're not expecting, Tony.
Okay.
The halftime show at the Super Bowl is always a really, really big thing, and this is Super Bowl 50. So obviously they got absolutely the most suitable people for the 50th Super Bowl to do it, and they were, of course...
Snow Patrol.
Nearly Coldplay.
Oh, God, you're just...
Hell's bells. I thought, oh, my God, how are Coldplay going to mess this up? In the pre-match interview with Coldplay, I just thought, oh, this is not going to be good. But they did say, anyway, we've got some special guests, including Beyonce and Bruno Mars. And I'm going, what is going to go on here? This is going to get... The Super Bowl is surreal enough without all this. I've got to say, Tony,
mm-hmm.
as much as we all know my dislike of Coldplay to be fairly extreme, I thought they did an excellent job.
Okay.
I thought in terms of halftime at the Super Bowl, you know what? It was really entertaining. It was really good fun. They went for it. There was no one on stupidly high heels accidentally falling over. There was no one managing to kick a football into a net that wasn't there. I know that's the World Cup, but you know what I mean. There was all that. They just did a really good job. And in amongst it, it was the 50th. They went back through some of the bands who played Super Bowl before. Surprising number of British artists, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway...
Any particular big ones that... something to mind?
Paul McCartney.
Nice.
Big. I now can't remember any of the others.
Excellent.
But yeah, loads of them, in fact. And I just thought it was quite odd that, like, the most American thing in the world ever, they would often have a British artist in the halftime thing. One thing I really, really disliked about it intensely, even more than the idea that I'd not enjoyed Coldplay, that would be wrong. I enjoyed the show. We must make that quite clear. I didn't like that Chris Martin prancing around like a tit. But the thing that really, really annoys me about is at the end of Super Bowl, when they were interviewing some fans after the game, and even some of the players as well, they were going, yeah, we're the world champions, yeah, champions of the world, yeah, we're the world, you're not, you're the only ones who play it.
Yeah.
In that case, we are the world champions of making punky radio, Tony.
Well, this is true.
This is now the world champion punky radio of mild quirkiness. I really enjoyed that last week, by the way. I was listening to it. It was making me laugh more and more. You mad at?
You didn't have to edit it.
I know, but thank you very much for adding the effects in after the show, because we don't normally do that. We normally record everything as live, don't we? But I know that you did a bit of work on that. and thank you very much. It was worth the effort. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to last week's show, and I just remembered I might have had some additional material, but it's all right. It might be coming up in the next bit. Going to play two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
First up, Dark Punk from Essex, Float Your Boat.
Not fair. Please, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, they describe themselves as dark punk, but I think it's more dark post-punk in that this track, certainly, the sections of it do remind me of The Fall, but it's another one of those bands who they're like, they have a divided soul in that half the song appeals to an older age group, and then it suddenly goes all young and for the kids, and then it goes back to the olds again. But a very entertaining band nonetheless. It's the kind of band a goth could take his son to watch.
Oh, beautiful.
How about that? Oh. I speak, of course, of The Dropper's Neck, Tony.
Okay.
What is their Bandcamp page?
Droppersneck.bandcamp.com.
Sorry, what did you say?
Droppersneck.bandcamp.com.
The droppersneck.bandcamp.com. That's why I asked you twice. I gave.
Ah, well, you've done that before, and you've been tricking me.
Poorly being inset too, Tony Neil. Stay tuned to The Offenders after this, but in the meantime, this is 200 volts.
Sub.
Sometimes everyone screws up.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Offenders and a track called Screwed Up from their latest album, X. They are, of course, Italo-German hooligan red... I really wanted to sound... They are Italo-German hooligan reggae all the way from Berlin, Tony.
Blimey.
We've played them several times before. Their latest album is a classic piece of ska punk with two-tone, with reggae overtones that's been whooping it up around Europe for years, and you have just got to go and see them live. They're absolutely brilliant, Tony. Beautiful. What is their website?
TheOffenders.de?
TheOffenders.eu! Oh, you're so close this year. This week, but no cigar. Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony Neil. Do you have any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
In that case, then, let's kick these doors wide open. It must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments.
I'm going to say that every week now, you know that.
If you're on Facebook, do check us out. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do you get in touch? I've had three this week.
Brilliant.
Three very good comments. First up from Tim Shotter.
Hello Tim. I should point out Tim is a personal friend of mine.
Yeah, I remember the name.
Yes,
he says forgot how good Punky is. Downloaded the latest one and it was excellent. Well done and keep up the good work. Great beds, Tony.
It's really nice of him to leave a comment, because obviously you don't expect your mates to bother. But I know that every once in a while, like, Tim is a professional cameraman and producer and director and all that, and he's a very talented man. And he was also in the second house band at the cabaret show that I used to run. And he's a fantastic man. Okay. And I'm really glad he was listening. And thank you very much, Tim, for listening.
Seth Camilk's been in touch.
Possibly the greatest name in the world.
Definitely.
And deserves to be in the next Star Wars film.
It does.
Just to sort it out a bit. We need a Seth Catmilker in there somewhere.
We do. He says, good day to you both. Sorry about the delay in getting back to you, but I was serving a ban from Facebook for being a bad boy.
Oh dear.
The name Catmilker I chose after seeing the film Meet the Fockers. I thought it was an appropriate pseudonym. Not very exciting, but it did prompt me to do some research on milking cats. The results were very interesting.
Ooh.
Oh well, that's tea break over. Need to go milk the cat to keep up the good work, Seth. Thank you very much.
See, now that is a proper Sith Lord.
Definitely.
He's a Sith Lord. He's a lot better than Donnie Darko Vader.
Sith Seth.
I'd love that if Luke Skywalker or whatever this new woman's called person nips in and catches him and goes, aha, now it's time to avenge the dark side. He just goes, not now, I'm milking me puss. Because it's kitten blood.
Kitten blood, Sith.
Mm.
Finally, Anne Kay's been in touch.
Hello, Anne.
Hello, Anne, a long-time listener. She says, yes, I'm still listening. In honour of the 10th anniversary, here's my personal Punky retrospective.
Oh, blimey.
When I first started listening, Paul was married, Tony had not yet met Stephanie, and the word piss mutt was thrown around liberally. Hardly anyone used Facebook, and Twitter barely existed. Over the years, you two have introduced me to many great bands, including Sweatmaster, Lucifer Star Machine, King Automatic, Wari Las Orgs, Zombie and the Skeletons, Nightmare Boys, MFC Chicken, The Giant Robots, The Bonnevilles, Plastron, Limousine, Hipbone, the Slim and the Knee Tremblers, The Bleach Boys, The Setting Sun, and so many, many more. I miss Judgmental. I appreciate more than ever Tony's unflinching attention to excellent audio quality in every episode. And keep it up. I will be out here listening, even if I'm not commenting very often. Cheers. Thank you very much, Anne Kay.
Well, Anne, that was a trip down memory lane.
It does.
And just think how well you've done since then and how badly I have since those early days.
The missing is MySpace. I think when we started, MySpace was massive.
Yeah, and we were quite big on MySpace.
We were.
And then I descended into the pit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I left it.
Yeah.
That's it for Facebook.
You actually went from black and white to colour.
I did.
You did very well there. You were a very monochrome guy when I met you.
Thank you very much.
So that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Never tire of that. Right, next track time.
Okay.
Here's something we haven't done in a while. We're playing a track, a new track from Voodoo Rhythm Records. And hello, everyone at Voodoo Rhythm, especially Reverend Beatman. Thank you very much for keeping up with bringing out great stuff.
Thank you very much.
This one, now, it came through as a press release with a free track on it. So I didn't bother them by saying, can you send me the whole lot like I would as a rule. I just listened to the free track. So I don't know whether this track is free for all or whether it was free for the press, if you know what I mean. But yeah, you may be able to find out by going to the Come and Go's Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/thecomeandgo?
No, facebook.com/comeandgo. Oh, sorry, come.ungo, should I say, which sounds like it might be a rude African profile. come.ngo, come.ungo. Paulie Beans, net 4, Tony Neil. This is, oh God, I'll never be able to say this. This is Chateau Fauquierpi. Oh, by the way, I should say, this is Swiss Garage all the way from Beale.
Right, very nice.
Chateau Fauquierpi. To Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And hello to Jeff Ugly Shoes, we should say as well.
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I popped the big smoke.
Right, so you had quite a big one, didn't you?
It felt quite big, yeah. Wednesday. So we did Punky Tuesday last week, the 2nd, and then on the Wednesday morning we went to London on the train. So Wednesday night we went to see Eddie Izzard. We stayed near London Bridge, right. Just south of the river, and we went to see Eddie Izzard at the Palace on Shaftesbury, whatever.
Yeah, you should say the Palace Theatre.
Palace Theatre.
Otherwise, our overseas listeners might think that we just dip and see the Queen. I shouldn't say that about Izzard. You know what I mean?
It was quite posh.
We nip and see the Queen. We don't. You saw Eddie Izzard at the Palace Theatre, and how was it?
It was great. It was actually quite a small theatre. I didn't realise it was like, as small as it was. It got quite intimate for London. I had not been there before, as many of my stories about London start with. But yeah, it was really good. And at half time of the interval, I saw the lead singer Placebo, two rows behind us.
It
was just...
Yes, I'm glad you've explained that, because when you said it on Facebook, you said, and I did see a couple of members of Placebo two rows behind me, and I think I'd put underneath. Are you sure you were facing the right way?
Yeah.
So you saw him in the break, did you?
Yeah, we're walking towards the bar, and then he came out of the aisle, and I thought, oh, it looks like Brian from Placebo. Then the next guy came out was the bass player. So,
right.
Oh, that's strange. So I did that.
So they're also no strangers to eyeliner, are they?
Yeah. Also another thing, they during the break and before the show, it was all David Bowie.
Oh, right.
All the music was all that. And also, I think also Eddie Izzard had been in a film with David Bowie, and also I think Placebo had a David Bowie tie that they did a song with him, and I think they were also in the same film, so I think there was all some kind of link there.
Yeah,
it was really good. And Eddie Izzard was great.
Good.
And on Saturday I went to Camden.
Hang on, you've missed out Thursday and Friday.
Oh, that's a good point. I just thought it was the next day. So Wednesday, that was Wednesday. Thursday, spend the day just walking around, just because Steph used to live in London, so it's she likes going to see old places she went to and etc. Walked around for a bit, and then went to Camden to the Electric Ballroom.
Right,
that was a nice little venue. Some weird acoustic act opened up for They Might Be Giants, who it was all right, but then They Might Be Giants was great.
Of course they were.
But I don't know a lot of this stuff apart from the obvious. So I was just, it was all new to me really, but yeah, really, really enjoyed it. They did about four encores.
Well, of course, I have a connection with They Might Be Giants, Tony.
You do?
That ties in with David Bowie.
Yeah.
Strangely enough. That that I once had dinner with They Might Be Giants.
So were they just, how did that come about? Because you were at Reading, was it?
I can't remember which festival it was. It might have been Phoenix Festival. I can't remember which one it was. But yeah, I walked into the artist enclosure bit, because I was performing there, and to get my food. And I sat down at an empty table of eight. And then these five blokes from America joined me, and it became apparent quite quickly that they might be giants. And I was a bit freaked out that they'd sat down next to me. But then we had quite a good chat. And there were two seats next to me that were empty. And then a bloke walked up, and they went quiet, and I didn't know why. And then he said, "Excuse me, is this seat taken?" And David Bowie sat down next to me, and me and They Might Be Giants didn't say another thing for the rest of the meal.
Yeah.
Completely fazed by the legend. Yeah. So anyway, that's either.
Yeah, and then that was Thursday night. And Friday, I don't know what happened Friday. We just kind of was in a daze. I think we're a bit knackered.
It's a shame, because I was hoping that you'd go to the 12 bar.
Well, it's closed.
What?
It's closed. It closed a week ago, apparently on the 2nd.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So there won't be a 12 bar kick guide for a while. I don't know what's happened.
So after I was saying we're really glad it's been running a year,
yeah,
it hasn't.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I know.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah.
So, did you try and go then?
No, didn't do.
Right.
We ended up just because we've been away to Germany before, and then we had one day where I fit quite a lot of work into the Tuesday. Then we did Punky, and then was away Wednesday. We were just knackered.
Yeah.
So
right.
Friday we just walked around London a little bit, and then Saturday we came home.
Right.
So
what a week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Well, in comparison, Tony, I just did what I do once a month, is I did my show in Hitchin. It was my birthday show, but I couldn't have a drink because I was driving. And it was the busiest show we've had in several years. It was a fantastic show with Dave Thompson, who is Tinky Winky the Teletubby, and Ian Incognito, who is Ian Cognito. But then at 5 a.m, me and Ian Cognito drove, actually it's a bit before that, about 4:30, we drove to Stansted Airport. And there is, when you drive through, because I was going from my mum's, and you go through Baldock, and then as you get through Baldock, you turn right for Stansted onto the A507, and there's a mini roundabout. And I'm quite a sensible driver, Tony. And quite often, when I get up to that mini roundabout, there always seems to be a car behind me that's right up my arse, and I know that once I get round this corner, it's a really windy road, I won't be taking it very quickly. So what I do is I drive round the roundabout twice, so when I go round it, they can go past me and bomb off, and then I go round again. Same thing happened this time, that I drove down the road up to the roundabout, and I hadn't even seen this car, and suddenly there's these headlights right behind me. I thought, oh God, they're going to be a real pain. So what I did, I got to the roundabout and I drove round it, and then as I drove back round to see them up the road, they just weren't there. So I thought, well, that's a bit weird. So I drove round again. Right, so I drove round the roundabout twice, then thought, well, sod it, they've gone. Then get onto the main road, then realised they were still behind me, and then they put their blue lights on and pulled me over. It was the police. Right. So I'm on the side of the road with the window down, and I'm already laughing because I know that I've tried to do this bloke a favour. So the guy comes up and says, hello, can I have your name, please? I said, yes, Paul B. Edwards. He went, oh, right. Would you ask me where you're going? I went, yes, Oslo. It's 4:30 in the morning. He doesn't know what's happening here. He said, right, you know the reason I've stopped you. I went, yes, I know exactly why you've stopped me. And this bloke, I mean, if he had a breathalyzer on him, it was going back in the bag, because quite clearly I was stone cold sober and I was having a laugh, not at his expense, but, you know, it was fun. So I said, look, what I'll do is, I'm quite a slow, sensible driver, and when I was driving up to this roundabout, your light suddenly appeared behind me, and I thought, he's going to want to get past me on this windy road. I'm going to wind him up. So I'll go round the roundabout so that the car behind me gets the chance to go. But as I went round the roundabout once, I'm obviously looking up front, and the car had vanished. I thought, this is incredible. There's an invisible car behind me, or in front of me. So I went round again just to double check. Still nothing there. Then I drove on. Then your blue lights just appeared, and here we are. He went, well, I hope you don't mind me stopping you. I went, absolutely not at all. He said, the reason that I stopped you is because we have had some people breaking wing mirrors in Baldock this evening. I went, really? Were they breaking them on foot? He went, yes. I said, well, I'm in a car. He goes, yeah, I'm starting to realise this wasn't a good idea. Have a safe trip to Stansted. Went, thank you very much. Ran out the window, bugging off.
How weird.
That was that, yeah. Right. And then on Saturday, obviously, did the show in Oslo. Again, absolutely brilliant. We did two shows. I had a great time. Thanks to everyone that came along to that show. And I look forward to seeing you all next month.
Excellent.
Basically, it meant I had a pretty good birthday.
Yeah, all good, yeah?
Yeah. So, we're going to play one from the vaults now, Tony.
Okay.
A band that we have played a couple of times before. We haven't played this track in really quite a long time. I think it came out in 2013. The band called The Tall Boys, Tony, that were made up by Nigel Lewis, who was one of the original members of The Meteors. And when he and Paul Fenwick went their separate ways, Fenwick stayed with Meteors all the way through. Nigel Lewis did a number of different things, including Tall Boys and Nigel Lewis and the Zorchman, and there is crossover material between them, including on here, in fact. There's a couple of songs that Nigel Lewis and the Zorchman do as well on the album One. Anyway, this is towards the end of it. It came out on Drunkabilly Records, Tony. What is Tall Boys' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/tallboys.
Facebook.com/tallboys UK official. Paulie B in the internet 5, Tony Neil. And this Tony is, I come from another planet, baby.
It's good to be nice and it's nice to be kind, but it's good to be bad sometimes. I come from another planet, baby. Eyes wide open, look around. Are you happy with what you found? Did you pay for what you got? What did you ask for? Not a lot. I come from another planet, baby.
spend your money are using plastic. So convenient, so fantastic. They know what you bought, they know what you spent. They know what you ate, they know where you went. I come from another planet, baby. Television, a 24-hour celebrities in ivory towers. Play a concert, feed the poor. Number one for evermore. I come from another planet, baby. The internet has got you sus. There's no one out there you can trust. Surveillance camera in every home. Oh, that's afraid of being alone. Come from another planet, baby. Finger in jam, kill the poor young. Insecure in eternal war. Flush your conscience down the drain. I come from another planet, baby. I come from another planet, baby. I come from another planet, baby.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Did you see the Tall Boys? Were they on when you came out to the Psychobilly meeting?
I think they were on, but I don't think we saw them.
Right, because I can't remember whether it was Tall Boys or Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen.
Right. Don't matter. I think the Tall Boys were there, yeah. It rings a bell.
Great, great live act as well. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Question mark.
Yes, so I checked the 12 Bar website today, which is 12barclub.com, and it says the 12 Bar Club regrets to inform everyone as of Tuesday the 2nd of February the club has been compelled to cease trading on Holloway Road. We are in talks to President with regards to opening up a new venue, so watch this space for further news. So there you go. No more information. Don't know what happened.
Right. Well, it sounds more like it was venue issues than 12 Bar lack of punters.
Yeah. Right, so okay. They're going to move it. It could be rent based. It could be anything. Don't know.
But yeah. Well, in the meantime, for the 12 Bar.
Yes. I'll keep my eye on it. But Al Graham's been in touch.
Al Graham.
Yeah. And it's another free rock and roll night.
Brilliant.
At Sound Food and
Is
Drink.
Is that Sound Food
and Drink? Sound Food and Drink. On Duke Street in Liverpool.
Do you think we're racist?
Possibly. It's probably a hate crime.
I know, because it's a... But we can't help but laugh about it. But we love the music in Liverpool. We love the stuff that they put on. We love the fact that it's free. We love the fact that Al Graham gets in touch. But I just can't stop taking a mic. I'm sorry.
You're doing with love.
And you're so sorry.
And you might even go up at some point.
I will. I'll probably be there soon.
Yeah. This Thursday, the 11th.
Tony, I might have to go in disguise.
What, with like a curly wig and a horse moustache, something like that?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah. A curly wig and a horse moustache. What? He's made the right horse moustache of that. We haven't had a word of the week in a while.
We haven't.
Thought it. Horse moustache. When something's just gone completely wrong. That's on several levels, isn't it?
Yeah.
It could be an unkempt lady of the night, or it could be you having an unpleasant gender-related surprise. He's made a right horse moustache of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, this Thursday. It's free. They have Sheepy, Nervous Twitch, and Jackhammers.
do check them out, facebook.com/freerockandroll. That's yeah, free as in F-R-E-E.
It's just great. I'm just really, really pleased it happens, and it's kept going as well.
Yes. No, it's good. And for free, what can you say?
No, that's right.
But that's all I have.
Well, in that case, that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Sound, food and drink.
Horse moustache.
Black Friday death count. You're listening to Granabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Mine, a Tootsie, weighs a ton. And nice. It's from a band called Black Friday Death Count that are kind of, they're not punk rock, they're kind of rock punk, if you get my drift.
Mm.
Yeah. And what I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Black Friday Death Count's Bandcamp page?
Blackfridaydeathcount.bandcamp.com.
No, bfdc.bandcamp.com. Pulling it in, that's six, Tony Neil. Black Friday Death Count. I thought the first thing I'd do is I'll just type in Black Friday Death Count to that there internet and see if a website comes up. And a website did come up, and I can't believe it, Tony. There is a website for the death count on Black Friday with a clicker on it that goes up with every fatality.
Nice.
It's horrific. Anyway, so then I had to do a bit of searching to find Black Friday Death Count, which was stupid because I had got them via a website called musicsubmit.com, which obviously the bands put their website details on there, and it was only when I went back to where I got them from the first place I realised that the website was there, bfdc.bandcamp.com, and do enjoy more of their stuff. And don't go to that website.
No, don't.
Tony, you do anything this week?
No, it's my birthday next week.
So that's not this week then?
No.
Sorry, Tony, listen to that then. Tony, are you doing anything the week after next?
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. I still haven't seen Hateful Eight. Still hopeful. Still
me neither. And I'd still like to go. Is it still on at the thingy, the cinema that I want to go to?
Which one do you want to go to? Showcase?
The one on Derby Road.
The cool one.
The cool little one.
I don't know, actually. Well, Lenton.
The Savoy.
Savoy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was on there. Maybe we could go together, Tony.
Possibly.
Oh, maybe we could. As I'll explain why, because of what I'm doing this week.
Ah, okay. What are you doing this week?
So you're not really doing. You're having an easy week, aren't you?
I'm knackered.
Thursday, Tony, I'm driving to South West Wales to do a gig in Narberth with Jared Christmas. And Jared Christmas is the guy, well, I can't say best known for, but there was a huge bunch of pot noodle adverts where there were two guys. One was quite a big fat bloke with a beard and the other one wasn't, and Jared was the quite big fat bloke with the beard, and they did loads and loads of, I thought, excellent pot noodle adverts. And then he's done loads and loads on the TV since then. He's a terrific comic and he's a really good bloke as well, and I like him a lot.
Okay.
And I like the gig in Narberth as well, and I like Narberth. And you stay over afterwards with the people that run the gig, and you have your own room in their place, and you stay up very late drinking, and I like them as well.
In Narberth?
In Narberth. I like the whole thing.
Excellent.
And Narberth's a very interesting town, because West Wales is very, very Welsh-speaking. South Wales is very English-speaking. But South West Wales, between about Narberth and Milford Haven, they don't have much of a Welsh accent. The people that speak English sound very English, but there are a lot of Welsh speakers there. And Narberth is unusual in the world, in that there's a road that runs through the middle of it, east to west, and everyone south of the road speaks English, and everyone north of the road speaks Welsh. It's amazing.
Excellent.
It's absolutely amazing. It's a really, really brilliant place. I will, of course, be doing the gig in Welsh.
Excellent, good.
No, I won't. The venue's south of the road, so I'll go English. Obviously, my Welsh is not quite as good as my Italian.
No.
Then it's Valentine's Day this weekend. Do you celebrate, Tone?
Nope.
Me neither. I mean, you nearly have a reason to, but Steph's quite a practical girl. I don't imagine she likes these invented excuses to send each other cards.
Nah.
And I've got no one to send one to, Tone.
No.
I could maybe send one to my left wrist. I'm going to let that go.
Alright.
Yeah. So I've got where I am now. Alright, so we're going to play two songs in a row now.
Okay.
Alright, first up, a band that I thought were called Tonton Macoute. And they've come through via Slovenly Records. Yet another band from Slovenly, Tony.
Alright, nice.
Absolutely loving it. Hello to Bazooka Joe. Now, this is one of three 7-inch EPs that have been released with differing numbers of tracks on between 4, 5 and 3. That would make sense, wouldn't it? That's about as much you can get on one of those. They are out via Slovenly Records and what's the name of the other label? Black something. I'm rubbish at that, aren't I? Let's just say Slovenly. I'll tell you what, mate, why don't you just go to Tonton Macoute's Bandcamp page, which is
TontonMacoute.bandcamp.com?
No, it's not. It's letontonmacoute.bandcamp.com. And I am sorry about that, but the reason I didn't say the let is because let is in very small letters, and I thought they were called the Tonton Macoutes because I could see something scribbled above the Tonton Macoute, but it didn't look like let. So I think most people outside of wherever they're from, France probably, I would think. well, it could be Quebec. That would call them Tonton Macoute, but they are Le Tonton Macoute. So, unlucky, Paul of the Internet 7, Tony Neil. This is Dinero. We'll be right back. listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Skank Ass from a band called The Country Dark. It's the second time we played The Country Dark in a fortnight, Tony. The Country Dark are, of course, I don't know, really, sort of punk, psychobilly, country madness from East Finland, Tony.
Blimey.
East Finland, which, of course, has a border with Russia.
Okay.
Which, of course, makes everyone mental. Although I do have to say about the Finns, there was a famous old joke by someone years and years and years and years, years ago in the Cold War, where they said the Finns, they have a sauna and then they jump in the snow and then they tell us they've seen cruise missiles. and the reason I say that is because I've been getting into Deutschland 83. Have you watched that?
Oh, right, no. We watched the first 10 minutes or so, and then we series linked it, and then we haven't watched it.
Right, I think you're both going to love it.
It looked good.
I do remember that time very well, the sort of the early mid-80s. There was a paranoia around Europe. I mean, I was 1983, I was 13 years old. There was a genuine paranoia around Europe that there was going to be World War III, and it was going to happen on our doorstep, and we were all going to get blown to bits.
Mm.
And it reflects that paranoia brilliantly. It also reflects a lot of social change that was going on then as well, because it was in terms of the sexual revolution of the 1970s had come to a grinding halt when AIDS appeared, and that is involved in this as well. And also the soundtrack is brilliant.
Okay.
It's all 80s alternative and electronic music. Much of it British, a lot of it German as well. Absolutely great. It's just a great, it's a really, really good show. I think you're going to really like it.
It's a German production as well, I think, isn't it?
It's a German production, yeah. It's hard work for me. I have to concentrate and watch it properly. I can't be distracted because it's got English subtitles.
I think strange thing happens here is that I think Steph reads the subtitles. She's gotten that used to being in England.
Right.
It listens in German, but at times has read the subtitles in English.
Does she look round at you and clap her hands when she remembers some of the German?
No.
All right.
But she recognised most of the people in it, so that's why I thought.
Right, okay, yeah. I really, really like it. I think it's great. I also really like The Country Dark, Tony. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Country Dark.
It is. Tony 1, Paulie B of Internet 7, and Yay. We will be playing another track from them in future weeks. Tony, do you have a twat?
I don't.
Nickers.
Not. No.
Listeners, you've made a right whore's moustache of it this week.
They have.
So what are you going to do instead, mate?
I heard Beta from Timo.
You what?
I heard from Timo Schmidt.
Oh, wow, brilliant.
So this is the right section to read this email. So he...
Yeah, I
sent
so.
Me an email last week saying, haven't listened to the new episode yet. Was it Lisa C that messaged you? This is a response to our TripAdvisor reviews.
Brilliant.
He says, I usually don't check the account use of TripAdvisor, but you made me curious. So exactly the same message went to Timo Schmidt. I love Snow Patrol. I shall not visit that restaurant. Thank you for telling us. And the worrying thing is that in the subject of the message, it says Snow Patrol, if I lay here. So she's now quoting Snow Patrol lyrics in the messages. So I just think she's a nut.
Yeah, I think we can safely say that Lisa C is not all there.
And I haven't heard anything else from her, so hopefully that's it. But yeah, so
but it's odd that she's cutting and pasting such a specific piece of information to different people about a restaurant that she's probably never going to go to anyway.
No.
And it's got to, it ain't right, is it?
But what kind of person goes through TripAdvisor reviews and the ones she doesn't like, she chooses to email them? Who's got that kind of time?
Do you know what? I wonder whether Lisa C is maybe more associated with Snow Patrol. I don't mean by being a friend of the band, because they can't have any.
No.
But I mean by being a fan, which I'm amazed they've got, but one of these kind of stalker fans who has a Google update every time Snow Patrol are mentioning something, it comes up, so she has a look at it.
The kind of person who photoshops their face into photos with Snow Patrol.
Yeah, the kind of person that photocopies the faces of Snow Patrol when they're blown up, sticks them on dolls and goes to bed with them.
Yeah. And then one of those.
And then eat shepherd's pie.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Well, anyway, Lisa C, from wherever she is a twat. Right,
is a twat, there you go.
She didn't need to be nominated there. That's just happening. Oh, wow. I feel a little bit sorry for Lisa C. I think she's missing out.
She is. It's a great shepherd's pie, isn't it? You know, what do you do?
Yeah, I know, but hey.
Yeah.
Who knows? So anyway, can you remind people what they should be doing about twatting?
Yep, email me, tony@punkyourager.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. That simple. We all know twats. Maybe they've been messaging you. Who knows? Dude, email me now.
All right. And now I have an apology to make, Tony.
Oh?
I have an apology to make to the last band we're playing this week, Fujiwara. Oh, I absolutely love them. They are punk rock from Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. Kill Devil Hills has got to be one of the best places to live ever, I reckon. Mm. The reason that I'm apologising to them is I'm not pretending for 1 minute that they're massive NFL fans, but I did say at the start of the show that I was rooting for the Denver Broncos.
Right.
And they did beat the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
So Fujiwara, this week only, are from the state of the losers. Although saying that, I don't know whether Carolina Panthers are based in North Carolina or South Carolina.
No idea.
So if they're from South Carolina, then they are above the losers.
Hmm.
I haven't done my research, have I, Tony? The important thing is I do know a little bit about Fujiwara, and one thing I know about them is they're brilliant.
Excellent.
I absolutely love them. This is from their latest album. What's Fujiwara's website, Tony?
Fujiwara.com?
It's FujiwaraPunkRock.com. Probably been the internet 8, Tony 1. Although, as I've written it down here, Fujiwara Punk Rock.
Nice.
But it isn't. It's Fujiwara. Oh.
What's that?
I think I cut and pasted that.
Ooh.
No, it can't be. I think it is FujiwaraPunkRock.com. Probably been the internet 8, Tony 1. This is Death Race.
Be one.
that's about the size of it. Hope you had a good time this week. That was Fujiwara and Death Race. Make sure you check them and all the other bands out on this week's show. And also, hopefully, give a chance to one of the stations that carries this show online. We love our internet stations, Tony, don't we?
We do.
And they are?
Podunk Radio, which is podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, andra.se. And we're on TBFM, which you can find tbfmonline.co.uk.
Yes, thanks very much. And if you are in the South Wales area and you're of the English-speaking persuasion, I may see one or two of you on Thursday in Narberth. You probably won't see Tony around this week. I have just remembered that I got my double mattress up a floor last night, thanks to my mate Duncan, who came round for a drink. And while he was there, I said, listen, mate, you can't help me move a mattress, can you? Oh, for God's sake. So I now have I now sleep a floor higher than I did before. Yeah, I realise that's of no interest to anyone else other than I've just remembered it's a good job, because if I hadn't remembered, I'd have run into the bedroom on the middle floor tonight, jumped on the bed and bust my spine.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, anyway, that's about it. I made a right horse moustaches, end bit. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
But you can't.